Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio, sitting across from Michael Goudeau. And we got a lot to say today because we didn't get a word in edgewise yesterday. And space is, everybody's talking about space. First we had crazy as a fruit bat, Joe Rogan yesterday. on the telephone.
I had the name on my tongue, but I didn't want to say it in case you were talking about somebody else. Joe Rogan? No. Your mother? No.
Well, you know, I don't want to say I have a lot of respect for Joe, but even if I didn't, I wouldn't say much against him because Joe seems like a very dangerous guy, doesn't he?
He seems pretty solid.
with the ultimate fighting stuff and all of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm a little worried.
But there's this, maybe we shouldn't have said he was crazier than a fruit bat. He's not. He's a good guy.
Fruit bats are very sane.
Yeah, fruit
bats. I think that's a better cover. He's coming in.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's coming in. We had him on the phone, and then he'll be coming in person. I haven't got the date yet, but he'll be coming in soon, next couple of weeks. And we'll have, we'll get Phil on the
round two.
Round two of We Didn't Land on the Moon. Yeah, it's an interesting debate. I want to make very clear to people listening that Joe is wrong. Because Joe is such a good speaker and so forceful and has studied the subject so much that when you're listening to Joe, you can imagine that he's not wrong, but he is. We didn't take any calls except from Joe yesterday, so we got all astronaut time. Oh, good. Another story. This just handed to me.
This
Oh, no, that's a whole different thing. The astronaut. This is the first astronaut to go bug nutty, right? Have we had another astronaut go crazy? How many astronauts have there been?
These are tough questions today.
Yeah, I mean, there have been astronauts started, 1960?
Yeah.
60, 70, 80, 90, 45 years of astronauts?
This
say 50 years of astronauts?
We know that's been arrested. I'm sure there have been some, you know.
50 years of astronauts, and there at all times, there must be at least 500 astronauts, right?
Yeah.
So 500 times 50, it's a lot of astronauts. 25,000, right?
60 or 70.
Shouldn't more than
more
be,
than 50.
Shouldn't more than be bug nutty?
They probably are, and they're just good at the cover-up thing. You heard
you think
Joe
so?
Yesterday. I think that they've probably all been in trouble.
Joe Rogan.
Covered up.
Yeah, Joe Rogan just thinks that she doesn't even exist. And Lisa, did you see the two pictures of Lisa?
Yeah, I did.
Lisa Marie.
One, she's smiling in her spacesuit, and the other one, she's
it's
spooky.
It's a bad time. And this quote is what scares me so much. Now, first of all, she says about the space stud. What's his name? Oifeline? Is that how you say it?
That's how I say
Has
it.
Has somebody heard like a newscaster that's like real and professional say this so that they could correct me? Anyway, I'd give the phone number, 866-570-PEN-7366. The topic is space. How crazy does it make you? But also, you can talk about love triangles. People can write in and talk about wearing diapers. Everything's covered in this story, this Norbach story. 866-570-PEN-7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Did we have someone write to us in a kind of a preemptive email that said that they went to school?
They went
school?
To the Naval Academy with... With no
who is that? What's their name?
They left their name, but I didn't. I don't have it up. Yeah, it's not Natasha.
Yeah. Well, Natasha wrote us an email. We have preemptive. That's what we had to do this subject. We had preemptive strikes on the
wrote
emails.
In earlier.
We had people writing in before they knew what the topic was. And Natasha said that what happened with Norwalk was really, really terrible. But come on now, a little sexy.
That's Natasha.
That's Natasha 1. The other Natashas haven't weighed in. Now, I guess the question everyone's asking, the most important question, everybody knows that she drove 900 miles wearing diapers so she wouldn't have to stop. But she had to stop for gas, right?
Yeah.
Can't you pee when you stop for
you
gas?
Think.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I mean, I try...
She's a professional. She's not going to walk away while it's pumping the gas. You know it says that on the pump. You're not supposed to put the pump in and walk away while it's pumping. She's an astronaut. She's probably a stickler for that sort of detail.
Is there anybody that doesn't walk away when they're pumping gas?
Yes, Lisa Nowak. She's an astronaut. you don't get to be an astronaut being cavalier about such things.
Man, she's 43 years old. She flew last July on the shuttle mission. Now, I read a book about space psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that book I was reading a while ago? And I don't remember, like, any of it, but I'm going to make up stuff because I read the book. I get credit for reading the book. Even if you don't remember anything, once you read a book on a subject, even if you don't remember a word of it, you can speak freely on that subject as though you were an expert. So they talked about, you know, there's one whack job who's been who was in space for over a year. You know, there's been a couple guys
on space stations,
stations, and I met one of them. I was talking to an astronaut. I was down at I'd driven down to see a space shuttle launch.
900 miles,
900 miles. And how long did it take her to drive the 900 miles? I guess she was going faster than the speed limit. I guess when you're an astronaut, you don't care. But I went down there, and I was talking to an astronaut, which is pretty cool when you're talking to an astronaut. And this Russian guy came up, and they said that he was the man who'd been in space the longest. He'd been in space for over a year without a break. And I said to the astronaut, I was talking to the American astronaut, I said, boy, that's cool. And he said, watch him walk away. And it's really true. He was walking kind of with a hobble. Because, you know, their bones degenerate without their... But everybody, when I read this book, which I don't remember any of it, I'm making up as I go. When I read this book, it said that people go really crazy in space. I mean, really nuts. They like, start talking to little green men. And one guy who was on a space station turned off the radio for, like, 3 days. Oh. Would not let them talk to him, would not talk back. And they know they're going to go bug nutty in space, but... These are really highly trained individuals who still go bug nut even though they know it. And there's two guys that fought in the space station. Two guys are up there together.
Isn't this like underwater thing? Isn't this like a Batman episode?
What are you talking about?
You can't swing very fast, right? Because there's no gravity.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no.
You throw people
against
them. You
jump off the wall at
exactly.
him.
Exactly. And there was another guy, my favorite guy. I think if you had to pick one of my big heroes, everybody knows my big heroes are like, you know, Bob Dylan and Borlaug. But my bigger hero, I think, is the guy who, and this is true, and I do remember this from the book, and I did read the book. Years ago.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I can look up what book it was. Someone will call in and tell me the book. 866-570-PEN 7366.
Someone what in the house book, digging through your library?
What book did Penn read? I mean, this is like the one major book on space psychosis. I also read the book on Apollo 13, too. I'm interested in space. 866-570-PEN 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And I'm going to tell you, if I were going to blast off into space, you'd better put diapers on me, you know, because I find it scary being outside the capsule, really scary. You know, I get so nuts about claustrophobia that I went down to see a space launch, and I was thinking, I was lying in bed thinking about being in the capsule for like 2 weeks, not being able to get out, being in the little area. And I get so flipped out. And this is not the kind of thing I do. I'm not the kind of guy that talks to himself and flips out. But but I guess I do. And I was talking to myself about how cramped I would be. And I was down there with a date. And I was in bed. All of a sudden, the bed seemed much too small. So I had to put on a pair of boxer shorts and go out in Florida and walk around the pool area. And I still felt claustrophobic. So I couldn't be fenced in. I got nuts thinking about astronauts. And have you ever been to the Smithsonian and seen the Apollo capsule?
Sure.
Maybe Joe Rogan's right. It's small, man. I mean, if you put me, even, you know, put up to baby Huey size. Because astronauts are little people.
Right.
But even, they're a whole race of little people. But even if you put, if you scaled it up to my size, you know, 6'6", 300, if you scaled it up to that, I would still go mad. Could you be in a little space like that?
I don't know. I had a tough time in a submarine one time, so I'm not positive anymore.
Because, you know, Nate said...
I would have said, you know, before the submarine incident, I'd have gone, yeah, sure, no problem. But having sweated and nearly died in a submarine once, I question that.
You know, Nate Santucci, who works for us, and is a... Not a particularly tall man. He's about 5'4" or something. He does a lot of caving. He does spelunking.
Yeah.
And he was once trapped in a crevice, which is now called the Nate's Crack. Here he was trapped in a crevice while spelunking. Trapped in a crevice while spelunking. That's a great sentence.
What language are you speaking?
I'm speaking English. I'm speaking these very well because I read that book on astronauts.
I've been buried alive a couple of times for your. for tricks with you guys.
Yeah, you didn't like it, did you?
I didn't like it.
No.
I made it,
but I
didn't like it.
They buried me up to my neck
yeah.
for one of the tricks.
Whew.
And I did not like it. They just buried me completely up to my neck. And then I had to do all these. The cameras were swooping in, and there were kids hitting me in the head because that was part of the gag. Why do we get ideas like this? Why don't we get the ideas that we sit with our legs crossed and talk comfortably?
I told you I would work on that version of the magic special, and you still said no. At the end of the last one, I said, I will write you a magic special where you stay in your own bed and do not leave, and all the tricks happen there, and you
went,
no way.
I said that the next magic special we did, that I had an idea for the title and the location. It would be called Over Penn's Dead Body. But what was I talking about?
I was talking about
Nate. And Nate was in this little crevice, and the rock shifted, and he could not move at all. With head first in, he could not move at all for 8 hours. For 8 hours. And I told him, were you, like, freaked? And he said, no. He was not freaked, trapped for 8 hours in a crevice of a rock. And they had to, like, pull his clothes off and, you know, get a jack.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. 8 hours. Would you be okay there?
No.
I'd flip out.
I don't think so.
And I did a magic trick where I was in a barrel with all these things around me, and I couldn't move at all. And the first time I was in there, it was really terrible. And Teller goes in a water tank, you know, and drowns on stage. And it's really tough, that claustrophobic thing. So maybe that's what made her bug nutty. But we're talking about people can call in about anything to do with this space thing. You can comment on the Joe Rogan thing. What I love about Norwalk, and Nowak, is that her name?
Nowak.
Well, there's a person that listens to our show that went to Naval Academy with her. And first of all, they should call in. We want to get the inside dope. And I want to say that as America, you know, this is why I hate the media, because they harp on stuff like this, the stuff that we're harping on.
Yeah, we know from experience none of these are true. None of these details are correct.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, you've read stories about yourself. You know she wasn't wearing diapers. You know she didn't drive 900 miles. She wasn't wearing a wig.
Exactly.
All of those things are wrong.
But also, to make a big deal out of this, and what I think is the most amazing thing is that this is the first astronaut we've heard about going bug nutty. Every other job with as many people as I made up that there were as astronauts, remember I made that number up a while ago?
Mm-hmm.
If we go with that, any other job that had that many people would have many, many more people going bug nutty. Inside Nowak's vehicle, which was parked at a nearby motel, authorities uncovered a pepper spray package, an unused BB gun cartridge, latex gloves, and emails between Shipman and Ophelian. Well, someone's going to tell us how to pronounce that. They also found a letter that indicated how much Mrs. Nowak loved Mr. Blah, 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 an open package for a buck knife, Shipman's home address, and a handwritten directions to the address. So she was going there. Police said Nowak told them she only wanted to scare Shipman into talking to her about a relationship and didn't want to harm her physically. So this is a love triangle. How far have you gone into love? Have you ever fought for someone's affection, Goodell?
My wife, yes.
But with someone else?
No.
Was she involved? You've never been in a love?
I don't know.
Ever been in a love triangle type thing? I've never been in that situation.
There's a point there where you go, well, this is the responsibility. I'm with this guy or this person, you know what I mean? Not that guy. So I want to talk to this one, not that one.
What are you talking about?
The third person in the triangle has no involvement with you whatsoever. If the person you're going out with has been lying to you, then that's the person you should be addressing, not the other person.
All right, so you have no in the love triangle. No reason that you'd ever talk
there's
to.
There's not a third person. That's the other. That's my partner's problem.
Yeah. I guess that's right. I'm trying to think if I've ever. I guess I have. I guess there was a woman in when I would have been in college, when everybody I knew was in college, that was involved with a friend of mine and me. I talked to the third person, I guess, but I didn't care about her at all. So that, I guess that doesn't really count. You know, it wasn't like a serious romantic thing. It wasn't like a put on diapers and drive 900 miles thing. I think that's going to be, there should be a love song out. I would put on diapers and drive 900 miles for you. So you think she stood by the, when she was fueling her car, she stood right by the nozzle?
Away. That's right.
And she didn't smoke probably either, right?
Probably not. Yep. Probably left her cell phone in the car. Didn't climb in and out, any of those things.
None of those things you're supposed to do. You know, what I was going to say about the space psychosis in that book that I read, and I don't remember any of, so I'm making stuff up. There was one hero that I had in that, one absolute idol that I just adored. And it was this Russian guy who smuggled onto the space station, and this is true, he smuggled onto the space station a cigarette, right? And then smoked a cigarette on the space station.
It
was 3 weeks before they could get even the rough smell out. Everybody was smoking that cigarette for 3 weeks. He lit it up, and they had huge fights about it because, you know, they'd sneak vodka on and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, I guess they have rations of vodka because it's Russian. But he snuck on a cigarette and lit it up. How bug nutty do you have to be to light up a cigarette on a space station?
Isn't it mostly oxygen? I mean, doesn't it seem like...
No, it's not mostly oxygen. You can't have just oxygen.
I know. I'm sorry. I've lost my mind.
Things would blow up.
I just lost my... Yes, exactly. Everything would blow up.
Well, you look terrible. You're sick, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I am. I'm having a tooth issue.
You had an
ongoing tooth issue.
An unneeded root canal?
Unneeded root canal yesterday, yeah.
That's so cool.
So I'm going to go back today and get the right one.
Was it a bet?
Yeah.
I bet you won't get a root canal in this tooth you don't need it on? Did you lose a bet?
I went to the dentist and said,
it was a bet with Lance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lance said, if you lose this bet, you're going to have to get a root canal in a tooth that doesn't need it.
Well, the bad news is it was next to the tooth that did need it. I couldn't figure out which of the two it was.
Did they tap with their little silver hammer?
Yes, and they both hurt like heck. I was screaming. Yeah, they start on one side of your mouth, you know, way far away from it.
Yeah.
And they hit my tooth pretty hard with the darn thing. And I said, you know, if you hit the tooth that hurts with that hard, I'm going to kill you. Right, first thing I said to my dentist.
So you threatened the dentist.
I threatened the dentist.
And now you're surprised you got a root canal in the wrong tooth?
The wrong tooth.
Yeah. Okay. But 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com.
450 people have traveled to space. That's how many have been to space.
450
So there must be many, many more.
And even Joe Rogan believes that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin went into space. He just doesn't believe they went to the moon, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the situation?
Went up and flew around for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they flew
around. Stayed in the neighborhood.
That took pictures with little cutouts outside the window. That's what Joe believes. And Joe would beat us up if we said different, so we'll be careful about that. But I'd like someone to write in, 866-570-PEN, 7366. You can call penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com, and tell us the craziest thing you've ever done for love. I mean, are people involved in love triangles? I mean, people that aren't astronauts must have done stuff that crazy, right? Because astronauts shouldn't flip out like this. So people that listen to our show, who I think...
Well, that's how strong love can be.
They can flip out with impunity. People that listen to our show are encouraged to flip out, right?
Well, here's somebody sent in one that they think might be the book that you read.
What is it?
Insane Passions, Lesbianism and Psychosis in Literature and Film.
No, that's...
That's what they sent in. I'm just reporting... Not the one, huh?
Okay. Read that again?
We'll keep trying.
You try. I'll look it up during the break. I can find what it is during the break. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. This is the point in the show leading up to commercial
right, where
I kind of sum up what we've been talking about and tell people what they should call about. And it's difficult today because I've covered a lot of topics. Let's just say we're talking about love triangles and wearing diapers. If you have anything to say about either of those things, call in 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. Mike Goudeau sitting across from me looking horrible. I mean, really looking terrible.
Well.
Yeah, looking awful. So you can also call up and taunt Michael Goudeau, 866-570-PEN. This is PEN on CBS Radio, Free FM. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM CBS Radio, sitting across from me looking, I usually say, you know, the lovely and talented, or the chipper or something, but he doesn't look good today. Michael Goudeau's looking really bad.
I'll be okay by 7 o'clock, man. I got a show tonight. I'll be okay.
What are you going to take? A lot of drugs?
No, I'm going to the dentist again. What are you talking about?
You look horrible. You know, I had those two root
cycle intake drugs.
I had two root canals.
Yeah.
You know, in 2 days, just like you did, and I think I must look like that, right?
Yeah, you did.
Wow,
you
terrible.
Did. But I was more polite about it than you. So
yeah, I was.
Once again, when we have another bad boss day, I'll just write that down.
you were more polite about talking to me.
Yes, I was more polite about talking to you.
Well, I thought that was kind of empathy. I thought I was showing empathy.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't consider it empathy?
I guess.
I was just kind of saying, boy, you must be going through a tough time, buddy.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah, there you go. That's a little better than, geez, you look awful. What the hell's wrong with you?
Boy, buddy, you're going through a tough time. I feel bad for you.
Yeah, thanks.
For those of you who are playing at home, the book that I read that I don't remember any of, but made me an expert on space psychosis, was the book called Dragonfly, which is about the mirror. And I read that book. I can even tell you how long ago I read it because I have notes on every book I read because I'm that crazy.
Why don't you take a phone call instead of digging through your list?
Okay, sure.
I don't want to tell you how to do your show. Digging through the list of all the books you ever read or taking a phone call? You know, I don't know.
Hi, Josh. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing just fine, man. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. What do you got to say about this nutty astronaut?
Well, you know, I don't know if this counts as nutty, but it does have to do with diapers. I once had a Depends party with my buddies.
Did you really?
Yeah, we were all drinking, and I decided, hey, you know, we sure waste a lot of time going to the bathroom. Let's just go get some adult diapers and just use those.
Did you, were they good? Were they cool?
You know what? I was really surprised the first time I tried.
You know, Tiny Tim.
It's like product placement.
Tiny Tim wore nothing but Depends. He wore them as regular underwear because he wanted, you know, he was a cleanliness nut. He's kind of a Howie Mandel kind of guy. And he wore them all the time. But he didn't actually use them the way they're meant to be used. But you did, and it was okay?
Yeah, it terrified the pizza guy when he came over. But
that's all you were wearing?
I was wearing a T-shirt and an adult diaper, and I had the money tucked into, like, the side of the diaper. Handed the money, and I said, hey, guess what I'm doing right now? Yeah, he took the money and ran.
Have you had another one of these parties since?
No, we just had it once. I think one time was probably enough.
One time was probably enough, but if you have a problem with incontinence in the future, you are less frightened by adult diapers than you would have been otherwise?
Adult diapers hold no fear for me whatsoever now.
There you go. There you go. Oh, this is a good idea. This guy's my hero. You're fine. You're okay in my booklet, Josh.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And what did you just put him in the regular trash, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's no like special Depends trash or something. That's okay.
No, I don't believe
have a diaper genie for adults.
Well, I bet they should.
They must.
You're gonna,
they probably
gonna,
should have
another
one.
Gildo.
You're gonna be very rich. Another Gildo production. Thank you so much, Josh. Thank you.
Diaper giant.
I've never worn adult diapers. Have you?
I have not. No.
No. Because when I was talking to an FBI, the guy that's on Identity, you know, the guy who's the FBI guy.
Yeah.
He's like Jack Bauer. He's the guy I said to him, so you're an FBI anti-terrorist guy. Do you know Jack Bauer? And he said, I am Jack Bauer. He said that you'd be a sniper and you'd have to be in the same position for like 24 hours, not moving. And you had to learn to move each muscle isometrically, you know, just kind of move it as you're alive.
So he's a really good mime also.
So yeah, really good mime. So that your body wouldn't freeze up, you know. And he would do all this stuff. And he also had to wear diapers. So here's this tough guy, you know, lying on a hill, twitching his muscles, wearing diapers with a high-powered rifle in his hand, ready to make the shot. It just seems so insane. They don't ever mention that Jack Bauer is wearing adult diapers, do they?
No.
But astronauts wear adult diapers. Maybe
again,
anybody cool wears adult
placement.
That tiny
How much money would you make if you just knew that, you know?
What's that?
The Penn should be putting that on the show. Jack Bauer's got 24 hours. He's got to save the world. When is he going to stop to go?
Yeah, you're right.
It's
you're
a
right.
perfect idea.
It's a perfect idea. Let's talk to Yuri. I guess we got Yuri. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
So, hey, how's it going, Pat?
I'm doing very well, Yuri. How are you?
Good. First, I want to say I'm a big fan. I go all the way back to the day I ran DMC.
Thanks so much, man. Where are you from originally?
From the Dominican Republic.
Ah, uh-huh, cool.
Nice. Yeah, I know that Russian name throw you off, right?
A little bit, yeah. And also, you know, we're talking about crazy cosmonauts, so I thought it was all tying it in.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that just a minute ago. The reason I called was I don't know if you could call it a triangle because the Nowak, the one that did all the driving, she's married.
Yeah, she is married. She has kids too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, how can it be the triangle?
That's probably why she has to drive the 900 miles so fast. She has to get back in time to give the kids breakfast.
She only had so much for the babysitter. She had $10 an hour for the babysitter while she was driving. Yeah, I know that they haven't talked much about that, but I guess she has kids. According to NASA's official biography, Nowak is married with three children. During her 13-day mission in July, she operated the robotic arm during three spacewalks. So, and the stud in this, the commander,
he's got a couple of kids too, and he's not married.
He's not married. He has two children, but he's not married.
Right.
And I don't know anything about the woman she was attacking here. I guess we have to Shipman. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about Shipman, did it? But although Shipman did not immediately return phone calls from the press, which is not surprising.
I think she's in hiding.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks so much, Jerry. Thanks
no problem.
So what do you think about a Depends party? I think next time the 24 party is on, we should have a Depends. What I'm waiting for desperately is for Natasha to write in and say, "Ooh, Depends party. That's pretty sexy." We have a little note from a woman who calls herself Amy the Black. Regarding the diapers, haven't you seen some of those gas station bathrooms? If you had to sit down and go to the bathroom, you'd consider wearing diapers too.
That's right. She drove from Houston to Florida. Those are probably bad bathrooms on that trip.
Very bad bathrooms on that trip. And she also says, I wonder what her mixtape was. You know, she was listening to something in the car.
Right.
What do you listen
her
iPod to go
must
to
be great?
That iPod on eBay. Listen to me talk now. Our whole
life. To hell with the consequence.
How much did you pay for her iPod just the way it was when she arrived in Florida for that?
I believe $240 is the going price for a new one.
I know, but wouldn't you go to $500?
If she'd sign it for me.
Yeah. I'd like to know what she's, you know how they had, like when Blair Witch came out?
Yeah.
They had the Blair Witch tape, you know, the soundtrack that they were listening to when they were driving.
Nice.
Yeah. And I think they should have, like, the Nowak iPod that she was listening to when she was driving 900 miles. Because 900 miles is what, that 18 hours?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't stop to the bathroom, it could be 10.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's 15, 16 hours.
Yeah,
right?
That's a long least, drive.
Yeah, you drive. Even going fast. And so she must have had a good iPod. I want to know what was loaded up in there. Someone just wrote it and said, craziest thing I've done for love. Well, there's this guy who has a radio show, and I listen to, yeah, exactly. Let's talk to Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, listen, this story is almost like a short story by Frederick Pohl, P-O-H-L. He wrote a story called The Hated, and there's these guys in a bar, they can actually sense each other before they see each other. They fight, they get all patched up, and then you realize it's a story about astronauts. It's called The Hated. They hate each other because they spend time together up in space. They actually hate everything about each other so much they can sense each other across the country. And the story is about the government trying to keep them apart and patch them back up.
Really?
But it's
kind of
neat. It's kind of neat that story was about how intense you can get while you're up there in that little space.
Who wrote it? What's the guy's name?
Fred. I'm trying to remember, right, because it was a while ago.
What's
but Frederick Pohl, P-O-H-L, I believe. It was called The Hated, I think.
Yeah, The Hated, The Best of Frederick Pohl. It's in,
yeah. But it was pretty neat. It's like life imitating art instead of the other way around.
Yeah. Now, they were in space together, right?
Yeah, that's the difference. I realize in this case that's not exactly what happened, but I mean, she's obviously, if this charge is true, she's got a buggy flying around with the diapers. I mean, I'm going to end up in diapers quick enough anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Was she in space with him?
Yes. According to the article I read on MSN, she was.
Yeah. So
she had flown with him.
Yeah, you must get some sort of. Also, I will just tell you this right now. I don't know you that well, Mike, but if I were in space with you, you and I'd be having sex. I don't understand why people who are in space don't automatically have sex. They think, you know, I was talking to the NASA people, and there was a couple that went up, and there was a time that they had that was unscheduled, that they went over to one place, and they were kind of alone at one side of the shuttle. And it's believed that they're the first people to have sex in space. But I got to tell you, that seems like such a cool thing. I think anybody you'd go to space with, you'd have sex with. Or am I tipping too much of my hand here?
You might be tipping a bit much of that. Yeah, just a wee bit. That's kind of like a pull of the weasel or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, he got the music.
He was there. He was there with that. Exactly. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to look at that short story. How long is the short story?
Oh, it was not too long at all. This guy's stories were all quick to read.
Cool. Maybe I'll check him out.
Check him out. He's good.
Someone will call in about that. Thanks a lot.
You know what seems really scary to me is that she's operating the robotic arm on the shuttle. So, you know, if you were on a different shift and she were mad at you, you'd
just
like sleeping in your cabin, ooh, and this arm would just come right through the wall and pull you right out into space.
Rotate the pod bay door, hell. Rotate the pod bay door, Hal. Rotate the pod bay door, Hal. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that. You know, it's just crazy. It's this crazy woman. I'm feeling really guilty about, you know, because the pain she was going through must have been amazing to have her do this. But I want to know if...
The other thing is you got to remember this seemed like a good idea to her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you know, bad this was for her.
Yeah.
This is a bad day. And well, it started off as a really bad day and got only worse.
Yeah, in the 18 hours she's driving or whatever, she never reconsiders and goes in.
Well, we don't know that. You know, the iPod may have played a song.
Maybe she had a Prince bootleg called Don't Go Crazy. Let's not go crazy today. Wouldn't it be good to put on a song like that that just said, you'll calm down. Let's not go crazy for love.
Take it easy,
have
baby.
Take it
it's
easy.
Not that big a deal.
It's not a big a deal. Who cares? Let's just let
Don't
it slide.
Don't shoot.
Play that all the time. This is Penn Jillette on the Free FM. 866-570-PEN, 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com, Free FM, CBS Radio. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Free FM, CBS Radio. I just went to, I just looked for the Frederick Pohl, the book. Because I figure that once I buy that book, then I'd be able to talk about it, whether I remember it or not. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find on Amazon, I couldn't find a list that said that any of the books contained it. So I went to these other pages and found the book that contains it, which is out of print.
Yeah.
And then I found it on Amazon for one penny. It cost me 1 cent to buy that book. So The Best of Frederick Pohl for 1 cent is what I bought. And this is the great thing about Amazon. And why do they do that? Why do they sell them for a cent? Because of the shipping and stuff,
yeah,
they
sure.
make money?
Yeah. Not a lot, but some.
Yeah, boy, that's amazing that they have 1 cent books. You know, I would only buy...
It's like $5.
I bought some of these Left Behind books, you know, the Left Behind
sure.
book. I wanted to read that, and I didn't want to give any money to them at all.
Sure.
So I bought it for like a penny on Amazon. Usually I buy books new, and I would have bought the Frederick Pohl book new, but I couldn't find
it
what. If someone knows what book The Hated is in, that I can buy new so that Frederick Pohl, him or his estate, I don't know if he's alive or not, get the money, I would like to do that. 866-570-PEN, 7366. I feel uncomfortable buying used books or used records because the original people are getting the money. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. But it's not really immoral because it does increase the value in the marketplace and so on. But just to let you know where my
morality
is. You
said his name enough times, the other listeners to the show will buy new books from him now.
Well, I would like to buy a new book, too, if they send in. PennRadio@gmail.com. Tell me, Pohl, P-O-H-L, what book of his new has in it The Hated, which is the story I want to read. 866-570-PEN, 7366. We're talking about space and how crazy it can make you. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. I think I would go really crazy, you know, but I'd love, you know, I did the zero G.
Yeah.
And I got naked in zero G,
yes,
which, of course,
did.
I've talked about a lot, and I have video of.
I do, too.
And yes, you do. That
another
video
is dildo product.
A person writes in, this is Tony, who writes in, I think you two have unwittingly uncovered the fatal flaw of 24. Jack Bauer never uses the toilet. Well, I've never seen this show, and now I can resist the urge to watch. Thanks, is what Tony in Kentucky says. And we have, this is amazing, Natasha has written in and said, wow, you've officially found something I don't think is sexy. Depends parties, not sexy. But I'd be willing to put up with it if you trotted out something genuinely sexy afterwards, or if someone was just doing it so they could make sure that they drove their crazy bondage kit as quickly as they could for 900 miles. So she has some caveats. We found something that Natasha does not think is sexy. Oh, here we go. Here's the list. I was hoping for this. I've been hoping for this. And this is from Derek, who the subject has been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. And this is Lisa Nowak's mixtape. Radar Love, If I Can't Have You, I Don't Want Nobody, Baby. One Way or Another, I Want You to Want Me. I Drove All Night, 500 Miles, Come to My Window. I'm going to Make You Love Me, Obsession, and many more. I think that we should have. I think a lot of people should be able to add things to that.
Yeah,
mixed in.
Crazy
one way
thing
or another.
Love.
You know, was that crazy little thing
called love? And Vlad has also written "Live and Let Die."
Oh, Live and Let Die.
Per.
I get it. One Way or Another is one of the creepiest songs ever written. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that weird kind of crazy obsession. Maybe we'll find out she was just playing One Way or Another over and over again on the whole 900-mile drive. Also, why didn't she take a plane?
Records? Hello? Records? Really easy to track it. If you've flown there and she disappears, that's bad.
Oh, yeah. So for kidnapping.
You've shown up with trash bags and rubber hose.
Was it a rental car?
A rental car, yeah. She's done a lot to cover her tracks.
A rental car has a paper trail, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, we have to do a whole show on giving people advice for criminals.
No, we don't.
So you do things, you do it right, don't you think?
Sure. Pull of the weasel advice.
Well, that's what pull of the weasel will turn into. There's no doubt that after we've done that a few weeks, this Friday we're not going to have Pull of the Weasel. This Friday we're going to have an interview because there's a lot of cool people in town like Randy and stuff like that. So we're going to have an interview during that day. But we'll be back the next week with more Pull of the Weasel. And I'm sure that as the show develops, there'll be lots of really, really good advice. You know, I sometimes just surf on the web on how to get away with crimes. I was reading an article a while ago on how to avoid the police, and cash is really your answer to everything. You know, people who want to buy pornography and don't want to be seen doing it think that buying it online is the way to buy it, and that's just completely wrong. If you want to buy pornography, go in with cash and give it to a guy who doesn't care. You know, as opposed to going online with your credit card and everything being able to be searched and finding it that way.
Doesn't your computer track everything you do forever?
Yeah. I mean, until you blow it up.
That's what I thought, yeah.
That's why I burn my computers every 6 months.
Well, I noticed that you have stickers all over your computer, and I always think, gosh, I'll never put stickers on my computer. What am I going to do? If I put stickers on it, I won't be able to sell it? Or
you can't sell it anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go. I never have sold one.
You can never sell a computer because they're obsolete. You know, the computer that you buy and is price, you know, really expensive and stuff, 6 months later, it's completely obsolete.
Right.
It's worth
a
nickel. You know, it's worth like a Frank Paul book. You know, it's like a penny. So I put stickers all over mine. And mine says, I've been thinking about Alicia Keys on the back. And then it has all my stickers from CBS Radio on the back there. But whenever I get a sticker, I stick it on my computer. It makes it look like the old, you know, travel trunks.
Right.
From vaudeville. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PENradio@gmail.com, PENradio.com. Just a general discussion of Nowak. You know, I got this feeling that I wish that guy would call in that went to the Naval Academy with her.
You know, he asked if I wanted him to call in, and he hasn't. So.
He hasn't. No, did you say yes?
I didn't email him back right then. No,
yeah.
I didn't.
No, you didn't. So
you know, when I read you the thing earlier, you kind of went, yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was going to be this interesting. I actually went to the show thinking it wouldn't be interesting, and now I really care about it a lot. I care about the rubber tubing. I care about, and I also care about, this is the thing that's so scary to me about having children around pets, because everything goes crazy, right? Now, in order to be an astronaut, okay, and get through Naval Academy, Lisa Nowak had to go through, she was watched carefully. Really carefully. Yeah. They do not send nuts into space.
Well, that's what we have an email here from Philip says, if NASA can't screen out crazy woman, how can the average Joe?
Exactly. That's really the point, is anything can go crazy. So you know that everybody, if one person had said, you know, I think this Lisa's kind of a whack job, she would not have had her finger on the trigger of the robotic arm on the space shuttle. She would not have done that. And she went crazy. And that's why I don't want dogs around my kids. Okay? Because the dog can be really friendly, right? And really nice, and all of a sudden, boom, he's got rubber tubing and a BB gun, and he's driving 900 miles in diapers to attack my children. That's why opposable thumb. Good point, Patrick. Good point. A dog doesn't have an opposable thumb, but they do bite. Okay, they can bite, and I'm just terrified that people have these things that can kill them in their house and think, well, it's really safe, it's really nice. If Lisa Nowak can go crazy, that means the sanest person you know. Let's take, for example, me.
Yeah.
I could flip out.
Sanest person I know.
I could flip out any second. I could be like, you know, one day I'm just normal old Penn, nothing weird about him at all, just straightforward, sure. Let him run the robotic arm, send him into space. Next second I'm wearing diapers and I'm driving 900 miles.
Well, you know I always wear a bulletproof vest over here, right? I'm ready to dive away.
Yeah. I looked into talking about my sanity. I looked into bulletproof clothing to wear all the time. Not because I think anybody's out to get me, because no one is. No one cares about me, really. But I think it's I thought it would be cool and sexy to wear bulletproof stuff all the time. But I found out a person who was making Kissinger suits, and Kissinger had like bulletproof suits.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, man, is that boss? And it's really, really expensive. And the material is really expensive. So for a big guy, a bulletproof suit is more. Wouldn't it be really cool if you know?
So
you,
Prince could wear a bulletproof.
Prince could wear a bulletproof suit just in the stuff that was in my cuffs. You know, he could wear a bulletproof suit easily. But
you know, my version of this is I always wanted. I just decided I would get a whole wardrobe, and every shirt I owned would say Yosemite on it. I just thought that was funny. But that's not as funny as the bulletproof.
Well, I've gone through periods of my life when I was a little bit odd. And one of the periods of my life, I wore nothing but SWAT team jumpsuits. That's all I wore all the time. I went out and I bought 15 SWAT team jumpsuits. You know, one piece, blue, zip up.
Jack LaLanne kind of?
No, SWAT team.
Yeah, okay.
SWAT team jumpsuits.
Yeah, that's different than Jack LaLanne's.
No, they're kind of blue.
It says SWAT on it instead of Jack LaLanne.
It didn't say SWAT on it. It said,
Jack LaLanne, didn't it?
It said nothing on it. It was blue. It was blue, right? Has pockets all over, like pockets in the arm,
right,
for pens and stuff, and a place for what's the most important thing a SWAT team member has?
Doorstop.
Doorstop, exactly. That's what they have right in the front pocket. That's what I learned when I went to FBI SWAT training for a little bit. I learned that you put the doorstop right there in the front, because when you run into a door, you want to be able to run back out. And it had, you know, it had all the stuff for pockets all over for guns and bullets and stuff. And then I wore that with, I had these really high, like combat boots that I wore all the time. And that's when I had a crew cut. I had my head really, really, really short.
How old were you when this was going on?
I don't know, 25,
oh,
26. And
I've not seen photos of you during this period.
You haven't?
I haven't.
No, and there was a friend of mine, my friend Elliot, who also bought a lot of jumpsuits to get his hair cut short. So we'd walk together in jumpsuits through San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
They were that really cool industrial
blue.
Yeah,
sure they were.
They were not Jack LaLanne.
Keep trying to push the cool part of it.
I'm not saying it was cool. Okay?
You're saying Jack LaLanne is not cool. LaLanne swam across San Francisco Bay towing 70 boats while shackled for his 70th birthday.
70 boats?
70 boats tied together while shackled swam across San Francisco Bay towing.
Okay. Jack LaLanne is cool. No doubt about it. But what I'm saying is I was not wearing a Jack LaLanne jumpsuit. I would have. I just didn't happen to be. I had this really cool jumpsuit that I wore all the time, and I had my hair cut really short because a lot of people had their hair long then, so I had it cut really short. And I looked a little bit on the odd side. But what I'm saying is if a person like Nowak, who's been through Navy training, can go crazy than anyone can. Someone just wrote in and said that another couple songs for her playlist, Crazy by Patsy Cline, of course, written by Willie Nelson, and I Want You by Elvis Costello, which is a good choice, or I Want You by Bob Dylan. I Want You by anybody, I think, would be the whole thing. But we're covering astronauts pretty well, and tomorrow we'll be in. I've got great topics for tomorrow, too. And remember, the end of this week will not be Pull of the Weasel. It'll be an interview. I'm not sure with who yet. We've got a lot of people in town who'll be doing one of these interviews. But the week after, we will have the Weasel Pull. And that would be so happy I did that. And remember, if you learned nothing else from this show, you've learned two things. Jack Bauer wears diapers, and any living thing can go crazy. No matter how much you trust things, they can go crazy. Michael Goodell looking horrible sitting across from me. Hope he feels better tomorrow. We're back on the show, and my name, of course, as always, is Pat Gillette.